This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's also you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
Hi there, it's me, Laura Wasser, the divorce attorney and the founder of It's Over Easy, the online divorce service. I've been practicing family law for over 20 years, and I've worked on thousands of divorces, shepherding people through what may be one of the most terrifying times in their lives. Along the way, I often have to remind people to lower their expectations. When dealing with matters of the heart, rules simply don't apply, because all's fair in love and war. Open your heart, fasten your seatbelts, and let's go. Hello, everyone. I'm Laura Wasser, the attorney and CEO of the online divorce service, It's Over Easy.
And I'm Johnny Rains, Chief Content Officer at It's Over Easy.
It's Over Easy is many things to many people. First and foremost, It's Over Easy is a tool anyone can use with their soon-to-be ex to navigate their own legal divorce without attorneys at a great price.
Considering the average divorce in the United States is upwards of $15,000, I'd say an It's Over Easy divorce, which is all in between $750 and $1,500, is definitely worth the money.
In addition to It's Over Easy being an easy-to-use, do-it-yourself divorce platform, we've created a safe place for our community of modern voices, all of whom understand what we call the evolution of dissolution, also known as how to divorce without destroying your family or bankrupting yourself. If you listen to Divorce Sucks, you'll remember meeting a few of our featured professionals from the Index. And today, we'd like to introduce you to the brilliant women who created and sponsor one of the most important organizations in our circle called Second Saturday. They're the co-founders of the Women's Institute for Financial Education, which is brilliantly and more widely known as WIFE.org. Welcome to All's Fair, Candace Barr and Janita Wall.
Thank you, Laura.
Hi, guys. I've been a big fan of Second Saturday forever, but let's get a little bit of info about you guys and your backstory. What drew you two together?
Well, that began about 32 years ago. Janita and I worked professionally in the San Diego area, Janita being a CPA and a certified financial planner, and I owned my own investment firm. And we found that we both had an interest not only in working professionally with our clients, but also in helping women understand more about money. And going from there, we created the Women's Institute for Financial Education because we wanted a nonprofit, non-biased way to teach women about money. Going from there, we found out one of the biggest financial issues a woman may ever face is going through divorce. So we created a program for divorce.
I love it.
And we've been running it ever since.
And I mean, the fact that you guys started it, that you stuck with it, I'm sure you have seen so many amazing, both sad, but also hugely inspiring stories. I spoke a couple of years ago at Tina Brown's Women in the World. And the panel that I was on was assigned this topic, which is women and financial issues and how we as women so often kind of abdicate financial responsibility And it doesn't matter what level of wealth you're at. I've had women come into my office that, you know, they could get a table at any restaurant in Los Angeles. They've got personal shoppers at Neiman Marcus and Barney's when it existed, and they're sophisticated, and they say, I am so embarrassed. I have no idea what our financial situation is. I you know, cum laude at my college, and yet I got married and I kind of just completely left it to him. And I said, well, the good news is you're never going to be in this situation again. We're going to get you all of that information because, as you both know, it's all discoverable as part of the divorce process, and really learn how to, you know, become the master of your own destiny. And again, it's all relative, whether it's those women or men that have lived at such a high level of wealth, or somebody that says, I don't know how I'm going to do this, because if I leave him, I'm going to be living in my car, or I'm not going to be able to have the same kind of an apartment, you know, one bedroom as opposed to two, as opposed to studio. So, Janita, tell us about you. You went to Antioch in Ohio, yes?
Yes, I went to Antioch College, and I became a CPA. And then in the 80s, I became a certified financial planner. And then I sold my big accounting practice in New Mexico, and I moved to San Diego. And Candace was the second person that I met in San Diego. And we just started meeting every week and saying, what can we do to help the people of San Diego, and more specifically, the women of San Diego? Because women were really coming into their own in the 80s. They were earning paychecks, they were advancing, but so many of them, as you said, were leaving the money matters up to men. And then when we hit the financial crisis of the late 80s with the stock market plunge, they suddenly went, oh my gosh, men don't know any more about this than we do. They weren't able to prevent that. And so we set up wife.org to start educating women. And then a couple of years later, we started Second Saturday. And Candace and I started that program together. It's Second Saturday, What Women Need to Know About Divorce. I've been running it ever since in San Diego. About 20 years ago, we added a program for men called the Men's Divorce Workshop. And then about 5 years ago, we started expanding the program around the country.
And now you guys are online as well, correct?
We are, as of now, as of the virus days. Yeah, that's taken us online. We've always had in-person workshops, and in-person workshops are incredibly valuable, where people can get together for 3 or 4 hours, support each other, learn together, really form a community where it's safe to say what you need to say. And that's not possible right now. So we've done the next best thing and taken it online, not for 4 hours, because that would be really hard to spend 4 hours sitting at your computer, but we've shortened it down, and we've empowered our leaders around the country to put on the program on a virtual, online live setting.
I have a question. So both of you clearly good at finances, good probably at math, which I never was. I am seeing some schools. I have one kid that's in elementary school and one kid that's a freshman in high school. And I am seeing schools and educators, because I'm on the board at our school. And I also obviously speak with many parents and educators about what kids go through during divorce. But away from that for a moment, I have seen elementary and middle school kids being divided up by gender to learn math. And I have heard that little girls do better in math classes if boys aren't in there, because then they feel more comfortable. And I'm torn about this, but I thought it was really interesting. Any thoughts about that? I mean, two women who clearly excelled, or maybe you didn't, maybe it came to you later in life. I was never good at math, so I just hire a forensic accountant in my cases, or somebody like one of you. What do you think about that idea that we actually really are wired differently genetically and can do better and perform better if we don't have young males in the classroom with us?
I'll take that. This is Candace. We saw a series of studies that were conducted a number of years ago that showed as girls reach adolescence, they begin to dumb down a little bit because they want to impress the boys. They don't want to outshine them. So from that standpoint, having two separate classes very beneficial. In fact, that's actually what we felt when we first started Second Saturday. Having a workshop for women only, we felt was very valuable, and we see it because women aren't afraid to speak up. Often we defer again to men. Well, they might know more, they might know better. When you're in an all-women workshop, you get honest communication, and there's no fear of being better than or worse than somebody else.
Interesting. All right. This is, I think, your catchphrase. Which of you wants to tell me what your catchphrase is?
A man is not a financial plan.
I love that. I mean, I really did. I went to Cal and I graduated with so many young women who I really enjoyed. And again, no judgment, but they decided that their plan was going to be that they were going to get married to somebody wealthy and they were going to be his wife.
And get their MRS degree.
Right. And some of them are doing great. And some of them have since divorced and have really realized, I mean, even getting big support checks, they've said, I so envy you. And if I had something to tell my 20-something year old self, it would be like, keep my toe in the work pond, continue to have something. Now my kids are at school. I got nothing to do all day. And I'm dependent on somebody else for my finances.
That's true. Marrying Prince Charming can really backfire when it comes to divorce, because you've probably signed a prenuptial with Prince Charming that says what's his will be his after the divorce. You've given up your earning power. You have perhaps accumulated some assets together, but not a lot. And your friends who took the career route are much better off than you are, even though they're not getting those big support checks.
Sometimes we're paying the big support checks, actually. That's frustrating, too. Yes, Candace.
And I'd like to speak to that from the standpoint of somebody who's been married for more than 40 years. We manage money together, but we also manage money separately because it's important, in my opinion, to be a partner, not a dependent. We also, in my career as a financial advisor working with people over the years, I've seen it where it's the opposite. The man is completely dependent on the woman. But what happens if somebody passes away? Even if you remain married for the rest of your life, you need to understand what is going on and have a foot in it. You don't have to do everything, but you do need to be able to ask the right questions.
Absolutely.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
So just by the way, for our listeners, wife.org was recently named one of the top 500 financial sites by Online Investor. And you guys are the oldest nonprofit organization dedicated to providing financial education to women in their quest for financial independence. Because as the ladies told us, they founded it in 1988. Okay, now I have some questions about Second Saturday, which really is our topical for what we do here on All's Fair. Candace, tell us, what actually is Second Saturday and how is it helpful to women particularly?
So as Janita and I worked together, we began to see that women needed to have the information about divorce. Divorce can be one of the largest financial transactions that a woman ever goes through. And you need to go through divorce in a rational, logical way. You are the farthest thing from being rational and logic. So Janita said, how can we begin to work and help people to understand what divorce is? Because frankly, if you're contemplating divorce or in the earliest stages, that's the best time to figure out what you need to know. So Second Saturday is a workshop. We began it more than 31 years ago in San Diego. It covers the three major, actually three and a half major areas in divorce. We go over the legal. We typically have an attorney that speaks about the legal things. Can you do divorce yourself? How does divorce work? What is a litigated divorce? What are the processes that you go through? How much does it cost? Janita typically does the financial. What happens to if you want to stay in the house? Can you divide the house? Should you sell the house? What about pension plans? We have a therapist talk about family, how to go through divorce in a reasonable and comfortable way to make sure that your children are okay. And then we also talk about mediation. Our goal with Second Saturday is to give people the information that they need in a compassionate and comfortable arena where they can talk with other people and hear from the experts. Our goal is not to do the divorce for them. It's to give them the resources that they need to have, including, again, what you've been doing, Laura, as an option for people who feel they want to go through divorce themselves.
Amazing. Again, and so much of this really is just about feeling there's somebody there at the other end of the line or to go, you know, speak with, as Janita said, in person is definitely better if possible, but just knowing that there's a community, that there's a safe place, that people have been through before. Divorce can be so isolating. You feel scared and lonely. I've had people of all ages say, I feel like I'm a failure. I just feel like I fail at this. So having, as you said, other people around who are not judging, who have either been through it or going through it, super, super helpful. Janita, tell us a little bit more about what Second Saturday offers. By the way, I've spoken at some of the ones at the Beverly Hills location on Saturdays, and my partner Samantha Klein has it as well. And the way that these women approach it and the appreciation is, nothing feels better. I mean, any kind of pro bono stuff that I've done has always been huge, but really I thank you both from the bottom of my heart for coming up with this, because I see at any level of wealth how unbelievably scary it can be, and just having those workshops to go to is huge. But I started talking over my own question. Tell us a little bit about what you guys offer at these Second Saturdays, please.
I'd be happy to. I what you said is absolutely correct. And what Second Saturday offers people more than anything else is a really solid place to stand. Because people know what they'd be getting out of. What they're not really sure of is what they'd be getting into. And I know that you're an attorney, but when you get right down to it, divorce isn't about the law. Divorce is about family. It's about emotion. And it's about money. And it's very, very scary. People are uncertain of what happens next. We give them the information that they need to start making decisions. We get the uncertainty as much as we can out of their lives so that they can take the steps forward, whatever steps those are for them. As Candace said, we talk about the legal, the emotional, the financial aspects of divorce, ways to get things settled without going to court. And you know what? Very often people leave going like, oh my gosh, I thought divorce was a solution, but it's just a whole nother set of problems. I'm going to go home and work on my marriage. And they do.
Absolutely. I see that too. Usually that realization doesn't come until I tell them what my retainer payment will be. But no, it's absolutely to people. I don't know that this is the norm, but that they find this freedom and it'll be so much easier. It's hard. It's hard to get divorced. It's hard to stay married. You have to really decide what you want. And I think having a safe environment, again, with experienced people who have been through it, who can give different perspectives, is huge. I see in my notes that the flagship San Diego workshop has helped over 10,000 women and that you've raised over $400,000 for the San Diego community in the form of scholarships and educational programs. How do you raise the funds? I know the Second Saturday workshops are either low cost or no cost, correct?
That's right. It's $45 for a workshop. And that price has remained the same over the last 35 years, so or 30 years. So, wow. you know how much that is relative to getting on the legal train there. And we then go through Mira Costa College. We give 1/3 back to the community through scholarships and through other educational programs. We give 1/3 back to Mira Costa College. And 1/3 goes to fund our nonprofit Women's Institute for Financial Education. And you mentioned our acronym is WIFE.org. I want to share a little bit. We came up with that concept a number of years ago in terms of every woman needs a wife. We've heard Gloria Steinem say that. And what we want to be for all women is that support, that sounding board, that partner to move them from fear, especially as they are going through divorce, to help them be more focused, to be determined, to be hopeful, and really finally to be empowered to make the decisions they need to make the best choices for their family.
So true. God, I need a wife. I thought Johnny was going to be my wife, but he decided to be somebody else's husband.
I'm more of a side chick.
Yes.
I've got a question for you, ladies. In the post-Me Too, you know, of it all and you, the creation of your men's group, I'm just curious to know if you have noticed any differences in the needs or the questions that come from the men's side, the male side of this conversation versus what you're hearing now in the female conversation post Me Too.
Yeah, absolutely. The men's workshop is so different from the women's workshop. First of all, there's fewer people there because men don't tend to gather in groups and talk about things together.
Right, we also can't find it because they won't ask for directions.
I'm not going to touch that one. Anyway.
We've got our GPS.
So anyway, in the women's one, you know, the women come in, they don't know each other. But by the time we have the first break, they're on a first name basis. They know about each other. By the time the workshop is over, they're leaving together to go have lunch with people that they didn't know coming in who are now their new best friends. And there's just a camaraderie there that isn't present by and large in the men's workshop. In the men's workshop, you could not have done a mathematical equation that would have gotten the men sitting in this room further away from each other. That's for starters. And then during the breaks, they're all turned away from each other with their backs to each other, talking on their cell phones or looking at their cell phones. Yeah, the interaction there is not as great as at the women's. As for the questions are very similar. The issues are very similar. And what we find a lot in our women's workshop is that there's plenty of women who, as you were saying, are paying alimony or faced with paying alimony. There's plenty of women who have the career and how long am I going to need to support my soon to be ex-husband? So the issues are the same. And of course there's issues because in divorce, at best, you're going to end up with only half of what you had before. And that's the whatever's left after legal cost that's going to be divided in half, and that can be a problem.
Absolutely. Tell our listeners, ladies, what other states, cities and states you're in now. As I said, in addition to San Diego, obviously, there is one in Los Angeles, Beverly Hills. Where else have you kind of expanded to so that they can come find you?
So they can, anybody who may be looking for a second Saturday in their area can go to secondsaturday.com and they'll be able to find where a local second Saturday is. And this is really important because the laws are different in each state. So you really do want to have the information that is in your local area. And we now have more than 120 locations around the country, including the Los Angeles area, as you said, the Beverly Hills area, Northern California, a lot on the East Coast, all around the country. We are very, very careful to vet the people that we allow to run our Second Saturday programs. Janita and I have worked out over the years, figured out a way to provide the content that we give to the people here in San Diego to the other leaders that we have. They're highly qualified. And one of the things that really, really resonates is that most of them have had the experience with divorce. Either their parents perhaps got divorced, or perhaps they've experienced it themselves or their siblings. So they've had a personal impact. So they're not just professionals in their field, high qualified, certified financial advisors or attorneys, but they're people who are compassionate and want to help.
Amazing.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279. Or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
Now, as a result of COVID-19, have you guys expanded to those of us who can't, well, all of us that can't leave the house during this time period?
Yeah, it's very interesting times because we're all in this together. We're all in the same boat. And yes, we had our first of many Second Saturday workshops online this past Saturday. And I talked to a woman this morning who was on that call on Saturday. It was a Zoom call. And she was so incredibly grateful to be able to get some information. She and her husband have been having marital issues. They're now separated. She's living in Hawaii. And she was like, I didn't know where to start. I'm ready to start a divorce. And I didn't know what to do. And then I found out from a friend about this workshop that you were having online. She says that before I was just floating, now I really feel like I have some direction and I can take that direction once this COVID-19 lockdown is complete, then I'll be able to move forward with some certainty in my life, because we're all dealing with uncertainty in divorce. Where is this going to end? We're dealing with uncertainty because of COVID-19, and do we ever get out of the house again? And the courts are closed in many jurisdictions, so there's nothing you can do. It's paralyzing, and we're able to give people hope and looking forward to the future by being online. And I think that that's really a wave of the future, as you were talking about earlier.
That's amazing. Candace, yes?
Yeah, what I'd like to add is that I think COVID-19 may add considerable additional stress to marriages that are already strained. They say there are two things that could happen. Either after we get out of this, divorces are going to explode, or we're going to see this baby boom. Probably the two ends of the barbell, both of those things are going to happen. But you can imagine people who are already in a stressed relationship now are going to experience being confined together. There's a total lack of freedom. You're going to have the day-to-day struggles that you've always had, but now you perhaps are adding on emotional and financial fallout of this, and it's going to take a toll on marriages. So again, we're not about advocating divorce or pushing people to divorce. We just know it's a fact of life. And if people find themselves in that situation, they need to understand what their options are. And Second Saturday is there. We'll be online next month, likely. We are making it, normally it's $45, which is a very reasonable amount, and it goes back to charities and so on, but we're making it free as long as we're online. So just know that if you are in that situation and you want to know about your options, Second Saturday will be online and will be available. And you can just go to secondsaturday.com and get the information about your local Second Saturday.
So helpful. And to the point of the fact that this time period with this COVID-19 and all of us sheltering in place can be so difficult and precipitate what could already be problems, do you work with victims of domestic violence? That's the one thing that most of the courts are still open for to some degree. If there are DV issues and you need to go in on an ex parte application, is that beyond what you guys do? I know it's beyond what we do at It's Over Easy. So what do you tell those visitors if they have real issues as a result of what's happening now in their home?
Yeah, so we have some resources, attorneys who deal with those issues and therapists who can help them deal with those issues. Those are the people who are usually at the in-person sessions, and we can make referrals as necessary. It's not, at Second Saturday, we really are the person they can turn to, the where they can go to be guided along with whatever they need.
Yes. And I know that we've had many users at It's Over Easy say, I did a Second Saturday program. They're kind of helping me get through it. They're handholding. But in terms of completing my forms, I came to you guys to get it all through and maybe getting some of the other resources. So we work well together. To the question or to the point about the fact that, Candace, you said, you know, this will actually strengthen some relationships, having to be together, having to deal with issues, deciding to, you know, wait this out. And certainly having to figure out things to do with each other when we're quarantined. What do you ladies feel is a more appropriate name for those teenagers that 13 years from now are the result of the quarantine procreation? Do you like coronials or quarantines?
Oh, that, I've never heard that. That's very creative. I'm sure somebody will take those and run with them. Yeah. You know, just to speak to Second Saturday for people who are perhaps on the fence and trying to decide if divorce is appropriate or they really want to work on their relationship. As I said, I've been married for 40 years. Every time I have either taught Second Saturday or been there as a leader, I've gone home and been really nice to my husband.
Absolutely. It makes you appreciate what you've got. That's for sure.
And what's your secret? What's the secret to success, Candace?
I think we both respect each other and allow each other to be individuals, but we all know that we are partners for life and we're committed for life. And the truth is, I married a really great guy. So if I hadn't married a really great guy, that would be a whole different thing. But he really is very understanding and really respects that I have expertise in the divorce area too. So maybe he's afraid.
Yeah, yeah.
That's right.
There we go.
Janita, who was the first person you met in San Diego? You said Candace was the second. Who was the first person you met when you got there?
The first person was a fellow who was the PR person for an investment company here in San Diego. And he said, oh, I met a woman at lunch the other day. You and she would be perfect. Let me introduce you. And yeah, I am eternally grateful.
Candace and Janita, thank you for joining us today on All's Fair to speak with us about the important work you guys are doing across the country at wife.org and the workshops you're producing for Second Saturday. Thank you also for your Instagram post at Second Saturday Divorce Workshops. And to recap, will you guys please tell everyone where we can find you both online and how a professional in our audience might start an in-person workshop in their own community for you guys?
That's great. Thank you. We'd love to talk to qualified professionals as well as get the information out for anybody who needs the workshops. Online, you can find us at secondsaturday.com, or you can also find just general information at our nonprofit Women's Institute for Financial Education, which is wife.org. Don't go to wife.com. We think that's an X-rated site.
Oh, yeah.
Wrong site.
No affiliation with us.
When you do go to secondsaturday.com, if you're looking for a workshop that you can go to, you can click on Find a Workshop. And if you are somebody who is a professional and would like to start a workshop in your area, you will also see a button you can click and be put in touch with people who can help you through that process.
And do you want to tell them about how they can become members of wife.org, just in terms of sending in a deductible contribution?
Yes, wife.org is a 501c3 charitable organization. So everything you give us is tax deductible. You can use the resources there for free, but we do operate based on contributions that we receive. And you at wife.org, you will find a button that you can click if you'd like to give us a $25 membership. And you can sign up right there, give us credit card information, and become a member of wife.org.
And Janita, do you want to tell people how they can contact you directly if they have some financial planning work?
If they need help with divorce or other financial transitions, they can get hold of me directly. It's gwall@planforwealth.com. So gwall@planforwealth.com.
Perfect. Thank you both so much for being here with us today. You are doing good work, guys. I am
Absolutely.
Impressed and appreciative as members of our community. So thank you. You're showing everybody the way.
Thank you so much. We appreciate being here.
Great having you, ladies. Thank you.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Don't forget to pack the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies for a post-lunch pick-me-up. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.